I believe they felt at the end of the day that this land had more value to be developed into something other than a cemetery.
The city of Hays recently purchased land near 27th and Main. Executive Director Doug Williams stops by to talk about the purchase and some potential uses on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've been looking at that land for a long time, working with various developers on it, and we also had some conversations with the city about some potential municipal needs. And so our board of directors ultimately made a decision that we felt like it's a great piece of property. We felt like it has great development potential, and that we should acquire it if we could, and develop it, or at least own it to where we could somewhat control what goes on there. And we did so. At the same time, we were having conversations with the city about what their needs might be. They don't think they need all of it. They think they probably need a part of it for some of the plans they have. And so we were looking for uses for the balance of it. And so we acquired it. And then subsequently, in additional talks with the city, they said, you know, we're pretty sure we're going to need it for some use, whatever that is, whether it's a new police station or whatever it might be. And we'd like to own all of it and then work with you on the development of what we don't use. But they wanted at least sufficient control to be able to get what they needed for their use. And so that's kind of how it's come about. They're going to be the owners of it. We're going to work with them on whether the other part of it. And we really don't know if it's going to be the front is going to be something different, or if the front would be the, and by front, I mean facing 27th Street, if that would be for municipal use, or whether the back would be. But we plan to work with the city, come forth with some different proposals from developers and see what happens. But that's how it's come about. City's going to own it, and we'll see where it goes from there.
Yeah, and to back this up a little bit, that land had been owned by the Catholic Diocese of Salina, and I believe was, for a long time, planned to be in a cemetery expansion. But that has now moved out of the city limits, right? Or at least out of the main part of the city.
It has. They have a site south of Hays that they're working on, and that's going to be the future diocese cemetery. I believe they felt at the end of the day that this land had more value to be developed into something other than a cemetery, and it also presented limited size for them in terms of how long that would be useful to them as a cemetery. So they made the decision to sell this and move the cemetery south of town, and I think that was the right decision. I applaud them on that decision, and we'll put it to better use.
And I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about, you mentioned the space, and maybe there's multiple uses there. How much land are we actually talking about there? It seems like it's a pretty big lot.
It's a bigger lot than you think. It's a shade under 5 acres, so it's a big piece of ground. And you drive by it every day and you really don't pay much attention to how big it actually is. But it's almost 5 acres. And over the years, we have looked at trying to develop a lot of different thoughts on that land. You know, we felt like maybe some retail on the 27th and Main side of it would be something that would be great. Haven't had much luck getting any retailers to get too excited about that spot. We've had a developer look at making it all apartments. And I think we had some pretty good traction going on that, but then interest rates went up and construction rates went up considerably, and they kind of bowed out. And so now some sort of mixed use seems to be the most logical way to go about it, with the city using part of it for municipal purposes, and then the balance, whether it be the front or the back, either some sort of residential apartment or combination apartment retail, if we can get something like that going. You see that in a lot of places, main floor restaurant or a coffee shop or something, and then upper level apartments and things, loft apartments. So lots of different options, and we'd welcome anybody who had some ideas. That's what we're looking for.
Yeah, you mentioned that there wasn't a lot of excitement on the retail side. And that's kind of surprising to me, because it seems like that would be just like a prime spot for almost any kind of development.
I agree. I mean, if you look at the traffic count at 27th and Main, it gets a little bit dicey there in terms of traffic at certain times of the day with school and things. And that being an uncontrolled intersection, there's no stoplight or anything like that there. And that might need to be something they look at. But But I think it's a, you know, I think there's 16, 17,000 cars a day that go by there. So I think it'd be a great retail spot if you could figure out the ingress and egress. But most of the retailers, at least in terms of restaurants or those type of operations, they think North Vine, and that's pretty much where they draw the line in terms of franchise type operations. Vine Street is where they want to be.
You know, that brings up an interesting point. And we've talked in the past about where the former Mocha's building, Cattleman Steakhouse now, is a little bit off the beaten path in terms of typical restaurants in Hayes. Why do we see that happen just in general? You know, where it's like there, we'll see the clusters, like what's developing North Vine, all commercial, rather than kind of a more, I don't know, organic building of spots. Because, you know, you think about, and especially over here where we are at 27th and Hall, not a lot of businesses develop over here, but we have a huge population base right around us.
We do. And I've long said, I think a restaurant or something of that nature would be great at 27th and Hall or in this area up here. We've got some office space and things like that, but no true retail other than grocery. So I know that it's at least the franchise type operations, the McDonald's, the Wendy's, those kind of things. They play the odds and they want to be close to heavy traffic areas or on heavy traffic areas. So they're typically not pioneers and venture out and take a lot of risk somewhere else. Whereas, say, a Cattleman Steakhouse, who I think is doing very well.
Every time I drive by, the parking lot's packed.
Based on parking lot occupancy, it looks like they're doing great. But that's not a franchise. That's an independent owner, and they can understand their business a little better, understand their customers a little better maybe, and recognize that they can be a little bit off the beaten path, even though that 27th Street's got a lot of traffic, but they can be a little bit off of Vine and I-70, let's say, and make it work. So that's the challenge. And when you start talking about, okay, who would we like to recruit to our community? And, you know, you hear things like Chick-fil-A or Raising Cane or other types of restaurant operations, maybe more an Olive Garden or something like that, sit-down type restaurant. Location to them is extremely important, and they're just probably not going to take a chance on a location that they're not 100% sure is going to be successful.
Yeah, and land value plays a lot into that. And I want to talk a little bit about, you know, this land. It seems like it sold for a relatively good price when you guys picked it up, and I don't know how much the city, when they kind of went to work with you, if they contributed to that. Maybe we want to explain that situation a little bit.
Well, you know, it's a matter of public record at this point. The city's price is $425,000. Our price was $425,000. We didn't make any money on it. We just passed it through to the city. That is a fair price for that property. It does rule out like housing or duplexes or something like that. You cannot make that work at that price for, unless it's, you've got some density in housing or some sort of commercial or municipal use. Relative to North Vine Street, it's a bargain, but relative to some other areas, South Vine Street or something, it may not be quite the bargain that it would appear, but it's a fair price. I think everybody, I think the diocese got a fair price for it. And I think that we in the city can make it work at that price. So, and I think a real important consideration is it didn't sell to some speculator who's going to sit there and own it for 10 or 15 or 20 years until they can get their price. And so nothing happens. There'll be activity on that site. We are very motivated to do something. I think the city will ultimately do something in the somewhat near term, 2 to 5 years. And that's much better than some of the other land areas that we have that just sit there stagnant because somebody has no real motivation to sell or develop it.
You know, the idea of building a police station on that lot's been out there. And I wonder if you want to talk a little bit about the economics of that and in that location, because where they're at currently, their headquarters on 13th Street, really kind of skews to the south side of town where development continues going on north and west. So like the fire department, they've got their new station going on being built on 41st Street, I believe. And one of the things that they talked about was this gives them a more central hub to be able to reach those spots faster. And I wonder if it's the same for police departments and, again, the economic impact of that.
Well, it certainly is better, I think, to be more centrally located. As they looked around for potential sites for a police station, you know, there aren't a lot in central locations. The city owns some ground on South Main, but it's in the flood zone, so they would have a considerable cost to build it up out of the flood zone, which is what is required by FEMA. And then if you think about, okay, we've got a flood and police can't get out of their station because everything around them is underwater, you know, that's not a good situation either. So this makes a lot of sense if that is indeed what the city ultimately decides to do. I think that helps. And in terms of the economic impact, I think for one, like the police fire station on 41st, because a fire station is closer to residents in that area, they do get a break on their insurance. I can't tell you how much that is, but I know that they fall into a different classification because a fire station is closer and they can get to you quicker. I'm not sure that the police situation is the same thing, but there's always economic impact when you build things in a community and you hire local contractors, local subcontractors, those type of things. You can argue the other side too, that it has to be paid for with tax dollars and whatnot, but activity's great and utilizing existing infill land is something we really need to focus on.
You know, I want to switch topics. We've got just a few minutes left here. You had some activity personally with the R9 Ranch recently, right?
Well, as recently as yesterday. I was in Wichita and testified at a hearing that's being conducted. The Water Pack group continues to try and block the transfer of water from Edwards County to Ellis County on the land that the city owns. And so there's a hearing going on where they're receiving testimony from different people regarding that. They asked me to come down and testify, not only as the economic development director and the importance of water in a community, which is critical, but also as a lifelong resident of Hays and what it's like to live here when we go through periods of drought and have and the ongoing water conservation efforts that our community uses and what challenges that presents to a community. So I was on the stand for an hour and a half, I think, just talking about different things that they asked me about. And from what I saw, the testimony was going quite well. I believe, I find it hard to believe that we could not prevail in this, but unfortunately, this litigation takes a long time and just slows down the process.
Yeah, last time City Manager Toby Doherty was on the show, I mean, they were talking about this has been an ongoing fight for some of the city commissioners' entire lives.
Well, you know, they bought the land in 1995, and so we're coming up on 30 years, and I think Mason Reuter's 31 or 32, mm-hmm. So he was just an infant at that point in time. But it does take a long time, and I asked one of the And as a backstory, I asked one of the lawyers yesterday, you know, regardless of the outcome of this hearing and this ruling of this group, will it be appealed anyway? And they said probably. So whoever the prevailing party is, the other side will probably appeal it. And so we'll drag it out some more. So there we sit.
Yeah, and it seems like, and I understand both sides kind of reasoning behind wanting to make that change, do what we're proposing. But it seems like in this situation, really nobody's winning.
I think there's a lot of lawyers that are winning. But the real interesting thing to me is it's our land. We own the water rights to it. And the law is relatively clear on our ability to use that water. Everybody around there who's arguing it, if you told them that they couldn't use that water, they would be throwing a heck of a fit because they're going to say, we have the water rights, we have the right to irrigate or whatever. But they don't want us to take it out. And I think at the end of the day, what they're really fighting for is to reduce the amount that we are allowed to take. And it's very clear in the statutes what we're allowed to take. So I can't see how we don't come out and prevail in this, but you know, the courts, you never know.
Well, Doug, we're virtually out of time here. Any last thoughts before we go, sir?
just our five-year anniversary celebration at Brief Space on August the 9th at 9 a.m. Would invite anybody down to get a donut and tour the place if you haven't seen it, or just have a donut and something to drink if you have.